guys you grew up racing against.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been definitely really cool to have a couple of teammates that are, truthfully, you're really good buddies. Like, we hang out, teammates or not, damn near every day throughout the week. So that's really cool to have. I feel we definitely could, once we get going throughout the year, we'll be able to read what we're actually kind of talking about, maybe at a faster pace than maybe an average teammate or whatnot, just because we communicate a lot on an, I guess, a natural level, right? So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. But and then just seeing everyone at FRM, a lot of familiar faces and a lot of new faces, and that's been a really cool thing to see, and just the difference where FRM is now versus, I don't really want to say like my last year there, because they were going through those changes, but I'd say my very first time when I stepped into to FRM, it's a big difference. So proud of the effort that they bring each and every week, and it's awesome to be back with Ford. Excited to be back with them, and just ready to get going. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And I've said it, I've explained this story a couple of times, so I may sound like a broken record, but don't care if you believe me or not. It's still the text I think saved on my phone. But the day I was actually let go, headed back home, was on the highway and gotten a text message from Bob Jenkins saying, are you all set for next year? And I had answered, believe it or not, I got something for you. So yeah, just crazy how the world works. Bob and I would joke, man, we hope that we get to work together again. And yeah, just excited to have another shot, especially just how that back half of last year went. And just excited to apply for what I know now. And like I said, just I got to go to the Ford party, but a couple weeks ago, and that was really cool seeing a lot of familiar faces there, and just a lot of excitement going on right now, and yeah, just ready to get going.
You also have experience already working with Bergenti directly as one of the driver relationship. How much does that help when you don't have to worry about building or establishing a relationship, where you can kind of just rekindle what you already had started?
Yeah, I mean, I had talked a little bit with Jerry Freeze on a personal, or like who the personnel, what the teams were going to look like and whatnot, and it sounded like right away that that they were going to build a new group, I guess, around Todd. But I think a lot of that group was with Chris Lawson, and so they kind of just pushed that group onto that car and then just plug Todd in there, which obviously Todd has been at FRM for a few years now. And so it's kind of been just like it was great to have the 38 team stay the same, and you just plug me right in. And so I believe that's the best way to do it in this situation. And so thinking back on those starts I had with Ryan, which I think, yeah, that was his rookie year. And so looking back on that, that will definitely pay off, and definitely thankful for those starts I had. And so excited to get back to work with Ryan, incredibly hardworking dude. Yeah, very fiery, but he's on it, very hands-on, and I feel that's the crew chief I want. And so excited to get to work. Yeah, it was my first Coke 600, and I think my second race with Ryan, third race with Ryan or something like that, and yeah, I was able to get a top 10 out of that long day, so that was super cool, but hopefully more of those to come in the future.
How does that help establish your expectations for what this year can bring?
Yeah, I mean, something I love about Ryan is he's aggressive, man, on strategy calls, and that's what you need to have at the cup level. In my 1 year of experience, it's just how close everyone is, If you're a little off that day, use it to your advantage and do something crazy, and you never know what it could turn into. Nashville, for me, which simply turned my year around, is the prime example of that. So it's hopefully we're going to run into those races this year where you may be a little off, but I'm confident Ryan and the whole 38 team will fight hard and get us through it. I mean, expectations are expectations. Like, I have my own. I'm just going to try to execute everything the best of my ability and go put together a solid weekend. It takes everything from your how well your practice went to how well you qualify. And then if you have a good qualifying session, typically your stage one could go well. And if you kind of survive stage one at a higher level, then majority of your other race will go well. So that's just a product of kind of learning these longer races. Like the truck series is sometimes like the length of the first stage of a cup race. And so, it took a little time to learn that. And I felt like I did. And, I knew then how to really approach the weekend. And that's what makes the difference between, someone that's been doing this 20 years versus 1 year. Yeah, absolutely, and I have a lot of confidence in them and what they're building, what they're growing into, and I know Bob's mindset, man. He's a winner at this level. He's been able to win the Daytona 500. We've been able to give him a NASCAR championship, and I like to believe that lit a fire in him, and it wants to go show him who he really is, and so he's a winner, and hopefully we could go deliver him some trophies. Man, I mean, you judge your home by the people that it's surrounded with. And, I just, when I walk into the shop there, like they're my family. Like we got to have so many great memories. And then, from a Ford standpoint, I got to see firsthand about the Ford family. Once I won my championship there, I got to go have lunch with Edsel and just hear the stories, as you can imagine, are as cool as that you think, and just spent some time with Jim Farley, and it was pretty amazing. And I'm just really thankful that I get to be back in that Ford family, and hopefully go put some blue ovals up front and contend for some wins.
And personally, like, how special is it to you to have two friends as teammates?
Super cool. I feel like there's sometimes where you run into it where you became you become friends with like certain teammates, but it's pretty rare where like you the guys that you hang out with all week end up being literally the whole team, and so that's super cool, exciting. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully we bring a fun vibe, but it's been cool to do some content creation just because it's easy, just because we're good buddies, right? So. Yeah, it's going to be a fun year.
Thank you.
Yep.
This will be the first time since 1986 outside of COVID there hasn't been a major NASCAR event in Southern California.
Yeah.
You're from Huntington Beach.
It's crazy.
How does that all feel, and how do you tell me about growing up there and how the local landscape, the racing landscape, might have played a role in you being where you are now?
Yeah, it's a bummer. I was so bummed I didn't get to race at Auto Club in anything. And so I grew up racing in the parking lot in go-karts there. That was kind of a dream of mine to be able to race there. And unfortunately, obviously, times are different now. But I feel some of the West Coast fans in general, especially the SoCal fans, are some of the best in the world. And I believe that they deserve a race out there. And my personal opinion is I think the Long Beach Grand Prix would be a amazing fit. Do like a little doubleheader IndyCar NASCAR weekend, and I know that's probably a logistical nightmare, but I'm there for it. So I think that would be super cool. That is that's real close to home for me there. But I wish there was obviously a race back home for me. But yeah, it was cool to grow up there. I'm super thankful for my childhood, being able to ride a bike and skateboard in some amazing weather and have a cool childhood. But I grew up racing all the time, and definitely wish there was more racing around, hence why I moved to Mooresville, North Carolina. So but I remember Auto Club and Sonoma was those were always my fun ones I got to go to, sometimes Phoenix as well.
Right, and Irwindale was shut down.
I know, yep.
How long were you when did you leave Huntington Beach?
I left Huntington Beach, I'd say, when I was around 15 years old. I would still go back and forth a little bit. I haven't been back home in quite some time now, but just I've had a couple busy off seasons, but I know I need to get back there and go see some of my favorite restaurants and see some family.
What are your favorite restaurants?
Man, Nick's Breakfast Burrito. I don't even know if Mario's is still around, but big Mexican food guy, so need to get out there and have some good food.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
The LA Times, that's why I asked those questions.
Nice, very cool. Thanks, man.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have been asking you.
Yeah, I love it.